Shershim Hay.
Okay, and he's saying Alibia, and then one more.
Yeah, shout out to the Bracha, but it's in when he goes over everything.
Okay, so I have it marked here, Dodi Sholach Yodo.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right. Okay, so let's see. Dodi Sholach Yodo. I can't see it. Hera Nikmosoi Bime Ochos. Okay, so this is Sholach Yodo here is referring to punishment, not to something positive.
Why not?
So Rashi says, "Vehevi olav chel melech arom, vayakubo vayishbu mimenu shivu gedola, vayarog pesach what pekach ben Ramal Yohu beYehuda, meyav esrim and he killed meyav esrim elef beYom Echod." Isn't that Rashi? This Rashi is on Dalet, page 58 in your book.
Oh,
all right. So, we start from the beginning. This is ridiculous. So we did part of the Rashi. Doydu shoach yodim lachor. Kishomarti rochatz the strike of the eftach lucho loy osho min avoy eselidim shebocharti bo shoach yodim. Oh, so in other words, Hashem came and he came. He said, "Let me back into your life." And Klal Yisrael answered, "No deal. I'm not getting back from this Avodah Zarah. I like this kind of stuff." Sholach Yodoi. So then he says, Hera Nikmosoi. So they came, this whole tragedy, and Pekach ben Ramal Yohu killed in Yehuda Me'ev Esrim Elef, 120,000 people B'yom Echod. Wow. Okay, so in other words, what happened was you...
Where'd you agree?
The Rashi on Dalet.
No, he goes over them again.
Because it's later. It's printed later.
And he goes that
he reviews it again.
Somewhere.
It's later. It's after Pasuk. After Pasuk Zion. Pasuk Zion, and then after Pasuk Zion, he goes back to Dalet.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know that.
Anyway.
Sure.
So, yeah. So what happened was. Right, he kills out. So 120,000 people were killed. So in other words, Hashem sends a message: "Hey guys, you're not going to do tshuva. You're not going to leave the Avodah Zarah. So we'll see what the consequences are." Fine. Umei homu alav. Yeah. Umei homu alav, and my intestines craved for. With love for him, Bo Chizkiyahu benoi, Chizkiyahu his son came, v'shov b'chol levovoi, he did tshuva with his whole heart, lidrash laKodesh Baruch Hu kol deirei shleimim. He turned around, Chizkiyahu turned around a whole generation which shleim was to do tshuva, like kom derbi Yisrael kamoisam. There was never a generation in the Klal Yisrael like Chizkiyahu, kemoshu mefurish b'chelik. Bodku midon v'ad ber sheva. They checked from the north to the south in Eretz Yisrael. V'loy motzu amoretz migabas va'ad antoichyo. From one place to the other. V'loy motzu ish ve'isho she'e ish ve'isho. A man or a woman she'im bikiim behilchus tumah v'tara. They weren't bokeh v'tumah v'tara. V'zeh v'yodai not fumoir. My hands tripped with this wonderful spice. In other words, that Chizkiyahu did tshuva from all this Avodah Zarah and turned around a whole generation. Af Yoshiyahu ne'emar bo v'chamo lohoyo lefon of melech. There was nobody like Yoshiyahu. Ki ro pur onus shebo al menashev al hamoin v'kayim sholach yodim min hachor u'mei homolov. Very interesting. So what we see over here is as follows. I have a Klal Yisrael. I've drifted. Did Avodah Zarah. Okay, fine. Kodesh Baruch Hu comes and begs them to come back. The Moshel is, the Chosin is coming, the husband, the ex-husband, or the estranged husband is coming in the middle of the night and begging them to come. Klal Yisrael answers, Poshat Yeskutot Echecho Meshenu. I found other ways of a Gezora. I'm not leaving it. Now the way Rashi learns over here, it's not like we, when we first learned the Pasuk, we said maybe that means he stretched out his hand. He says, hey, I'm drawing you closer. Not only did I hear the voice, but I saw the hand. No. He says it was Puronius. I brought Puronius on Klal Yisrael. And Puronius awakened the generation that Chizkiyo did tshuva and influenced the whole generation to do tshuva. And Yeshio was mamish kamol ohoy lefon of melech. Ki why? Ki ro Puronius shebo ashal menashe al menashe al amin shlekayim sholach yodim in hachor umei homolov. Puronius has the ability to awaken the inner love that's within inside of us and to turn everything around. Mitzad Echad, when he comes and asks, please do tshuva, come back, I'm begging you. Pischili, achoisi, rayosi, yoinosi, samosi. Sorry, poshati eskutonti, rochati esraglai. I have other ways of life. I'm not interested in your old-fashioned religion.
That's more powerful than saying Ashgacha Prata?
What?
Saying a punishment?
Well, no, I don't know if it's more powerful, but he says, I don't know, it seems both things are very powerful. But here, Rashi does learn.
In the Pasuk that he learned that this.
Yeah, song. Good. I don't know if it's more powerful. I don't know. The other thing could also work. I don't know. Other people maybe learned that Yodo Min Hachor is something more positive. I don't know. But Rashi clearly says that when a person is in a matzah, that he's drifted, the relationship is soured. And he comes and he begs us to come back. And we say we're not coming back no matter what. We found other ways of life and we're not interested in your stuff. And then all of a sudden the next step happens. And Puronius happens. That created a wave of tshuva. That with Chizkiyo and then with Yeshio, with the whole generation, there wasn't a ish ve'isha that wasn't Boki and Hilchas Tuva v'Tara. It changed the whole Klal Yisrael. And all of this, why Rashi says Beferish again, the Kayim Sholach Yodim Hachor Umei Homolom, and that brought forth. Now, I only suggest that if the resistance was so great. And then what happens? So Hashem says, you're not going to listen to my Nevi'im, you're not going to do tshuva, I'm going to show you. And he gives him terrible Puronius, 120,000 people killed in one day. And that is what brings about Me'ai Homo'alov, that they mamish, their intestines are just craving with love for Hashem. To me, what that means is that love had to be dormant there all the time. Because it doesn't make sense that if really there was nothing there, that all of a sudden Puronius brings it out. Puronius shouldn't bring it out. Puronius makes me more angry. You know, I bad enough this way, but now you're going to punish me too, and you're going to kill out 120,000 people. And I hate you. I want nothing to do with you. But no, may I homo all of. The Puronius turns it around. It must be, and did a tshuva like it was never done before. Chizkiyo and Yeshio, lekom melech komoyu, a whole generation midon vad ber sheva lo bot kuv lo motzu ish veisha tinok vetinoikas. He doesn't even bring the loshem chazal. Lo motzu ish veisha chazal. I think say also tinok vetinoikas, little boys and girls, tinok, little chill, little babies. Excuse me, that Warren Balki in Hilchas Tumah V'Tahara. So, to me, that must mean that deep inside, that love was there. We covered it, we calloused it, we made it, we hardened our hearts, but then the Puronius wakes us up.
How does that work? Obviously, that's what he's saying, but how does that work? How does Puronius go to...
Well,
what's the second? What's the
well, I'll tell you, my father-in-law has a beautiful heart. I don't know where he got it from. I remember seeing it someplace also, but I don't know. David HaMelech says, Shivtecho mishantecho heimu yenachamuni. Your shevet, which is the whip, and the mish... What? Yeah, I saw it someplace, but I heard it from him. But who, you know, who says it? I don't know. Yeah, okay, so I know I saw it someplace, but he said it. I heard it from him the first time. Your shevet, which is a whip, and your mishenis, which is a cane to lean on, they are the causes of my nechama. So the question is, mishenis, I understand, a cane gives nechama. That's symbolically, that's support, right? I can walk better, but the shaven is what whips me, is what pains me, is what causes me suffering, what bleeds me. How is that a nechama? Pain is a nechama. So he gave a marshal that this shepherd, David HaMelech, is Hashem Roi Lech, so this kapitel is about David HaMelech as the shepherd. So a marshal to a shepherd that he's grazing his flock out in the fields, everything is beautiful, sunny day, everybody's very happy, and then it starts to get late in the day and it's time to gather them all in. So he gathers them in and then he takes his count. He's missing one little shepsela, one lamb. So has to go out in the field, and he's going out there looking. It's starting to get dark, and the lamb Nebuch is crying already also. The dog, he's afraid of the dark, and he's looking for the shepherd, and he couldn't find the shepherd couldn't find him. All of a sudden he sees that little lamb. What? Oh. Wolves, okay, I didn't want to dramatize it. Okay, I don't know, anyway. All of a sudden, whatever it is, he's scared, he's crying. Okay, all of a sudden, I don't know, I wasn't there. But anyway, all of a sudden, leave me alone. I guess it's late, we started late today. All of a sudden, hello. All of a sudden, the shepherd sees the lamb in the distance, and he takes the whip, and he cracks the whip over his back. And the lamb says, the shepherd found me. The shepherd hasn't forgotten about me. And that was the source of nechuma. The whip can also be a source of nechuma. And that seems to be the pshat over here.
The moment of the whip itself?
Yeah. The pshat is the moshel with the whip in this is not the pshat for sure. It's a story. You know, pshat in the shiftecho mishantecho, it's a pshat in the pasuk and tillim. But over here, I think the pshat is like this. If we know that how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Klal Yisrael, and how do we know over here? Because he came banging in the middle of the night. Pischili, achoisi, rayosi, yoinosi, samosi. With words, Rashi learned all those words of love. And did my friend, my beloved, I forgot already what they teach each word there. Words of endearment. He's coming with such love. And I, with my callousness, at least the surface callousness, poshati es kutonti, rochatzti es raglai, I'm not interested. I have avodah zarah, Elohim acherim, I'm not interested in you. I'm out. It's all over. Our relationship is ended. It's done. It's dead. There's nothing more left. And then, doyidi sholach yodem lachor, and we see Hashem, who loves me so much, and he comes begging in the middle of the night, do it in the night, please let me back into your life. And then he punishes. So deep down, two things. We must realize that if he's punishing us like that, he must really care. Why is he doing it? Why does he care? The Teretz says he wants us to change. He hasn't given up on us. He's still there for us. He's looking for us. He's out searching. He lost one shepsela, so he's going to forget about him. No, he's there. He's looking. It bothers him. He's looking for me. So Memela, that, I say, connects with the buried love that must be there. Because if the love wasn't there, so he could. He loves me. I know he loves me. He said, Pischi achoisi rayosi no nosi samosi. That didn't affect me either. But I had that love inside. The only thing I needed is something to bring it out. And something extreme. The begging with the language of endearment wasn't enough. But when I got that patch, and I see that Hashem is here with me, and he hasn't forgotten about me, and he won't take no for an answer, and he's going to shake me up until I return to him. That revives that dormant love inside. And that turns everything around. That's what I would suggest.
Why can't the cane bring it out?
What?
Why can't the cane bring out that love?
Why can't the
cane?
Cane is a cane. What is a cane as well? So what? What does that do? If you hit him with the cane, that could bring it out too. I don't know what. The cane.
No, meaning, why did Hashem have to make it painful?
Because it didn't work the other way. I came with the cane.
I don't mean it that way.
No, don't get philosophical. I came with the cane. I forgot to tell you that he was banging on the door with his cane. Pischili achoisi rayosi yonosi shamosi. Didn't work. Then, the cane didn't work. He took the whip, and the whip awakened in me. He's still there for me. He'll do anything, even hurt me, which hurts him. It hurts. I know it hurts him when he hurts me. But that love, and therefore that evoked the buried love that was there, and the Mela, they returned.